News and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning on November the 7th. It's the 7th.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, we got a lot of things going on this week, that's for sure. Hey, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live. And we're chatting at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Jimmy and Angel. Hey, everybody's just kind of popping in here right now. It's going to be an interesting show today. They all are, but some are, as they say, more equal than others. Today we're going to have Sue Wilson on. She'll be on at 7:30. She had a documentary called Broadcast Blues, in which she believes that corrupt practices of the media and the FCC are taking the airwaves away from the people. So it'll be interesting to listen to that. Also, we got a lot of news that's happened over the weekend and things that are happening this week. But first, we always are joined by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And what did you do this weekend, Bad Bob, without letting cats out of the bag?
Well, my bride and I celebrated our 6th anniversary by going to the California Delta, and we poked around through places like the historic town of Locke and Walnut Grove and overnighted in Rio Vista and just generally explored the waterways down there from the land side because we want to take our boat down.
If you ever get a chance, I used to have a boat docked at Oxbow Marina.
That was one of our stops because that's one of the few places in the Delta where you can actually buy diesel fuel.
Yes, and you can have a covered boat because outside of Sacramento, no covered boats at a certain, they're all sold out. But the Delta, you can go in 4 hours from Oxbow Marina, and you're going to be in the San Francisco Harbor.
Your boat might have done it in 4 hours. Mine takes the better part of a day.
So, and what did we learn this weekend?
We just had a great time. We learned that certain motels that accept pets have yarpy dogs in the upstairs room, and so we requested that we move. And they were not too enthused about that, but they acquiesced, and because we said we're paying customers, and we do not wish to spend the night with these dang yappy dogs upstairs. But, no, we have fun together when we go on these expeditions. We have no plans. You know, we don't have to be anywhere at a certain time. We just had a ball.
Have fun.
We learned something else, too.
What?
The Phantom doesn't know the difference between daylight savings time and doesn't.
It is not a sophisticated system, and I honestly forgot it was daylight savings time.
What happened?
Well, everything was off by an hour.
Oh,
but,
well, of course.
The clock was reset.
We reset it, and just Bob was in here pushing buttons and Bad Bob doing things. So,
dear.
But it was in that one time when we looked and said, my goodness, it says 7, and it says 8, and it's not.
How often have you had to dig out the manual for the car clock? About twice a year because you don't do it. Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Well, okay. Did you turn all your clocks back? I think there's probably a few in the house that we haven't done.
Thank goodness for cell phones because they're always on. Now, though, that the satellite TV was all screwed up because it couldn't tell what time it was and it changed early.
7:08 in the morning, of course, if you're thinking about the time. It is obviously the 7th of November.
I haven't introduced you yet.
Oh.
And here she is in tangerine, green, and orange scarf.
Oh, gosh.
Linda.
Well, it just is so fall. I love it. Love this weather. Welcome to the program on this Monday. Listen to that little squeak. On this Monday morning. In case you want to know, we had a fabulous Friday night with, we had auctioned off our home to Carl's fabulous paella and sangria, and Rick Hill played, and Pam made her fabulous bananas flambe. So they're there were eight people that came to our house that I don't know. I mean, it's not like I can say I broke bread with them, but we actually sat in the kitchen and served them. So it was a lot of fun because they had a lot of fun.
They had a great time, and, you know, I can't talk about
and,
it.
And the money, when they bid on this dinner, all that money went to Turtle Bay for their education program. So we were happy to have done that, and the best paella I think you've made.
Well,
even
though
I just got a bite.
I was going, okay, let's just put a limit on how long they can stay because, you know, we don't know them. But, you know, within 10 minutes, everybody's whooping it up and laughing, and I don't even know what time they went home. I know I was tired at the end of it, though.
If you're trying to figure out what the day looks like and you've not even looked outside yet, we're going to have a sunny day with the temperatures getting to be around 60 degrees. And again, we are at 44 downtown Reading, partly cloudy tonight with a low of 36. This is that yummy fall weather again. I pull out the fall colors and the parade on Saturday.
We'll talk about the parade when we get back here, but because we have to go to our Wells Fargo advisor with the Market Minute, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Morning. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading positive 29 points at 12,012. The S&P 500 is positive 1 at 1,255. And the NASDAQ is trading negative 5 at 2,680. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 2 cents at $6.47 and General Electric down 3 cents at $16.36. Stocks of local interest: Tri-Counties Bank is down 10 cents at $14.54, and North Valley Bank is down 59 cents at $9.65. In the bond market, we are finding lower prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury bond yield down to 3.09. And in the commodity markets, we are finding crude oil up $1.10 at $95.36. Gold up $26 at $17.82.10, and silver up 73 cents at $34.81. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy.
Better than it was last week, that's for sure. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got some things going on we want to talk about. The huge and wonderful Veterans Day Parade, of course. But what's going on in Greece and what's going on around town here? Also, we have, what's this, the Day of the Elephant? We'll be back in just a minute. Carl Linda Bott, 7:12 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Diabetes is a silent killer, with 1 in 4 adults in the United States affected. In California, we have more diagnoses of diabetes each year than any other state. Shasta Regional Medical Center is offering free diabetes A1C testing on World Diabetes Day, Monday, November 14th from 7 to 10 a.m. Learn your risk and act on diabetes now. Type 2 diabetes is preventable. Know the signs and symptoms of diabetes: blurred vision, frequent urination, fatigue, and excessive thirst. Early diagnosis of type 2 diabetes can save your life. November 14th, World Diabetes Day, and Shasta Regional's goal is to prevent diabetes and improve the care for those living with diabetes in our community. Join us on World Diabetes Day for a free diabetes screening at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Monday, November 14th, 7 to 10 a.m. This diabetes test measures your blood sugar level, so no food or drink 8 hours prior to testing. For more information, call the Diabetes Care Center at 247-1757. That's 247-1757. Together, we can stop diabetes.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:14 in the morning, Carl Linda Bott, November the 7th. It's 44 degrees out there. Ooh, the parade out at City of Shasta Lake. I tell you what, do they have a great Veterans Day parade or what?
And it's a large parade. It's an hour long or so.
Well, yeah, and we're talking at least three bands. We're talking about
marching bands.
150 little Buckeye cuties that are coming through there. With 149, we're having a good time. One wasn't when they were marching by. Remember the little blonde? They were all darling, but she was just not happy. This was not something.
She was in line.
I did not sign up to walk this length.
it was adorable. And then, of course,
the veterans.
The veterans, that's what it's
World
all about.
World War II veterans, Korea, global war on terror. The Heritage Museum had the raising of the flag at Suribachi.
That was a great
on
float.
On the back of a float. That was great. Of course, the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard
let it off.
And they
such an honorable
Wintu
thing.
Wintu gave a blessing of the ceremony, the giant flag from the Lions Club. So the Lions put on, the Lions are the ones behind this. But we want to thank them, of course, John Kleckner, and all the people that were helpful in getting I know I'm still, from cheering on Saturday.
Yeah, we did.
And it was a great parade. And it's something that, it's like the second largest parade in California. I think the largest one, is in Fresno. And the color guard, the Marines came up here. They turned down 12 different areas. 12 different requests so they could come up and march in our, lead our parade as they want to during the Reading Rodeo.
Now, I just wanted to, we both wanted to say hats off to the city of Shasta Lake. The downtown area where they put on the parade, there's some really nice things. I mean, if you're driving in for the first time, I know that there's a lot of, there's a lot of stuff surrounding, city council and, you've heard it here on the show and recalls and calls and all that stuff. And we'll be talking about that later. But let's talk about something really positive, and that is when you drive into the city of Shasta Lake, they have those really nice welcome to their cheerful flags that stretch out on the poles like you see sometimes in cities. They have a beautiful artistic kind of waterfall downtown with a beautiful clock. It looks very welcoming. I think it's a really nice thing, a really nice visual that the city of Shasta Lake
has. They've got the clock. They have the monument there right as you're coming in. It's a beautiful place. The city of Shasta Lake has made itself when you drive in made you feel welcome.
That's what we're trying to say. That's a positive. So
yeah, it's a very positive.
That's where we were standing there while we were watching the parade, and I said, well, isn't that great? So I know that like I said, there's been a lot of stuff that the city of Shasta Lake has been in the news so much with a lot of stuff that
may not be real positive. But it's been exciting, as we've had everybody on.
Oh, we got so many emails and calls afterwards. We'll host the event. We'll bring the sound system to the event. When is the event? Meaning the debate.
What I find interesting is how the Record Searchlight seems to have taken sides here, and they obviously want Searle recalled. You see it on front page news. Every time it has something to do about the recall of the Searle, it goes on the front page. As including Saturday's headline, it says, Recall Building Steam. Well, it's obvious that they want the councilwoman out of there. But I think if, according to all these press releases and things that are being said, that if this is just based on the fact they don't like her, the way she does things, as opposed to the things that she's doing that are, illegal or what, if it's illegal for the recall, but if it's because you don't like their personality, I think that that's something people are going to have to get around. And you have a way of recalling them. It's called an election.
All right. Speaking
it's
of
called an election. It doesn't cost the people money. One more thing is a Bad Bob, the gent that ended his life this weekend.
Mr. Berlinghoff.
Berlinghoff. Yes. The one that had been accused of molesting his niece.
Yes.
44 different counts. He was going to spend 35 years in prison. Hung himself. Is that in the Shasta County Jail?
Yes. It was while he was in custody. I just heard the tail end of the report on one of the local news programs this morning, and apparently during a routine check, he was found suspended from a bed sheet, taken to the hospital where he was pronounced deceased.
Yeah. And they were checking him every hour.
I'm surprised that they have sheets. I'm surprised they have sheets in the jail. Aren't you?
No. I think that they have to do, I think that there's ways of handling people they think are suicide risk. If people aren't suicide risk, they've got to sleep on something.
They said, I thought I heard that they said that the inmates had said, the other 44 or however many inmates were on his floor said that he seemed to be somewhat depressed lately.
Well, that's what they were saying about the case. But obviously, the watch at the jail, when they watched him once an hour, and that he probably timed that one just right. No trial, And there'll be, you know, I don't know if that, does that mean there's no closure for some people? I'm not sure. Anyway, died, suicide. We're going to take a quick break and come back. We've got a lot of things that happened in history. We've got a number of things we want to talk about before Sue Wilson comes on. Broadcast blues, why the media has corrupted the people. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 at 7:20 in the morning.
Adamson's Peak Performance.
Wow, Linda, how much time do you have?
Oh.
We recently launched the Skinny Jeans Challenge, a women's small group personal training program now in its sixth week. Some of the women have dropped a full jean size just in the first month. That program inspired us to launch a similar program using the personal training model. We're calling it the New Body 180 because you're going to look and feel like you have a new body as you make a 180-degree change of direction in your health and fitness. The New Body 180 is a complete program. Just follow the exercise and nutrition guidelines laid out for you by your personal trainer, and you can radically reshape your body in just 4 months.
Well, who is the ideal person for this program?
Someone who feels frustrated. We'll give them a fresh start and a strategy that works.
Now, how do our listeners find out more?
Hey, just call Steve at Adamson's Peak Performance, 221-8006. We offer free consultations. You can also go to our website at adamsonspeakperformance.com.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning and welcome, Chat Packers. We're going into the second week of November. Here we are, the 7th, and 7:22 in the morning. Pretty soon we're going to be having 11-11-11. And we know that that's going to go down in history as... What were you saying earlier, Carl, last week? No, last week. I know. I misspelled the other day. I couldn't even see.
I misspelled my name wrong. I misspelled my own name wrong here in chat pack. I'm wondering, why is everybody writing those things to me like that? Then I looked at it. Oh, it's because I misspelled
my
name.
Well, last week when I was up on my computer, I was on Safari, so I couldn't even see what I was writing. And I literally saw it afterwards. It was a paragraph that looked so, anyway. How's my brain sometimes, scrambled brain, that you could see it in writing if you could decipher what
it's
was in
it. It's only Monday. Your brain can't be fooled.
Going to be high today of 60 degrees, currently 44 degrees downtown. If you're wondering what that symbol is for the Republican Party, when that began, this is the story of it. And it goes like this. The mighty elephant trumpeter of the jungle and circus entertainer, lumbering powerful field worker and mode of transportation became the symbol of the Republican Party on this day in 1874. Now we know that the elephant is the mascot of the Crimson Tide, the football team of the University of Alabama, a symbolism that has never been satisfactorily explained, too many versions, of course, but how was it taken that an animal who uses its nose to feed and wash itself and can form a circle with others of its kind by attaching trunks to tails become a symbol of the Grand Ole Party? Thomas Nast, a political cartoonist for Harper's Weekly, created a satirical drawing of an elephant about to fall into a giant hole. The elephant represented the Republican Party and was used in reference to Ulysses S. Grant's possible bid for a third term. Grant was a Republican. The symbol stuck and has been used ever since to represent the GOP, both in political cartoons and by the party itself. That's how it happened.
So I wonder how the ass was picked by the Democrats. I mean, really, if you think about it, the mule, why was that chosen?
If somebody knows, would you please call it?
We're going to have the head of the Democratic Party here later on this week or something.
605-4567.
Okay, something big finally hit the record searchlight. And it happened, even though it happened 2 weeks ago. And
the
that
crater?
Is, nope, that is the Defend Rural America. They had a meeting a couple weeks ago, talking about pulling down the dams that the people are talking about. There's Salazar, the interior minister of, did I say minister? The that's not the right word, is it? The you know, the director of the interior, you know, czar or whatever he's called. Secretary of Interior, not a minister. A minister sounds so communistic. Had come out here and said, well, you know, there's guys, you know, those dams need to go down. Even though I'm out here on a fact-finding tour, you know, they don't deserve to be here, blah, blah, blah. In other words, there was nothing in there that looked like it was going to be positive for the farmers and ranchers and people that don't want those dams to go down. They had a meeting, had over 800 people at it up there in Siskiyou County. And the bottom line is it's a land and water grab trying to happen via in Siskiyou County, and it's working its way downstream. If you think it was bad with the taking the forest roads and closing them down without anybody being able to say anything, I mean, the whole board of supervisors voted unanimously, don't do this, don't shut it down. And now, months later, maybe even a year later, the people from the Trinity Forest are now bringing back another, you know, another way of doing this. They've modified it. That's going to open up some of the roads. But the thing is that all the pressure was put on this woman and the Forest Service, you know, at the congressional level, where they said they were going to start pulling funding from them. Everything that was being said here, the decision was made by bureaucrats, not elected people. Well, up there for the Defend Rural America, you had all the elected representatives up there. You had sheriffs from 8 counties in Southern Oregon and Northern California all saying the same thing, that this is something that we've got not to do. This is the people's land. This is the people's water that they've been using in their irrigation. And if you take it away, that's probably the last industry that you can really take away from the North State. You've taken away logging, taken away the gold mining. So take away the farming, the ranching, the agriculture, and what's left.
Who's growing the food?
Well, you know, they don't care. But, you know, look, those coho salmon, those are coming up there. And some of these aren't even native to the areas they're pulling them out of. That they want to stop the water from being used. Anyway, we're going to have Wednesday, we're going to have a representative from Defend Rural America here. And we're going to be talking about it. We're going to be talking about what happened up there, about the number of people that were there. 800 people. And you get, you know, it finally hits the record searchlight, which has already had two front page stories on Occupy Reading. And as was pointed out to me, the 37 people that showed up when they were writing their, what they want and their, I won't, you know, not a manifesto, but it's called something else. But the bottom line is where was the front page down here? It wasn't important because it was in Siskiyou County? I don't think so. I think they need to look at the record searchlight and say, what's important for this region here? You are the regional paper. Then it gets right down to it. And people look at the Reading.com. Look at all the millions of hits you all, you know, get for this area up here. And you need to be covering those things. And so finally we got them on in the paper, and it's time. We've been talking about it since it happened. Now, like I said, Wednesday we're going to have their representatives on to talk about Defend Rural America. Got a couple minutes left. What do you have?
I just, going through emails. Go ahead, you end it, because I was going through.
What do you got there, Ben?
I wanted to toss out a quick question. Maybe somebody who knows aircraft better than I do. There's a fuselage between just south of Cottonwood sitting in the median. I think it's a B-1 fuselage, but if somebody who knows airplanes happens to go that way, I'm really curious. It's been there for like 3 days now.
Fuselage of a plane?
Yeah, big
just
airplane.
Sitting there on I-5?
Yeah, in the median.
Wow.
So that's an unusual event.
Yes,
it
is.
I bet if somebody called California Highway Patrol, they might know. Occupy Oakland. Okay, Occupy Oakland. Get this. They're wanting to make a profit there. T-shirts, coffee mugs, hats. People are copywriting the name. They're starting to make T-shirts. One guy says, "What's wrong with making a profit?" Well, there's absolutely nothing wrong. But then, where does that put you? In the are you in that 1% then, or the 99? Huh? Anyway, we'll talk about that later when we come back. Sue Wilson. We'll be on from Broadcast Blues, and we'll talk a little bit about what she believes when it comes to the media. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street moving slightly higher at this hour as investors focus on the developments over the European debt crisis. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 31 points. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi rejecting reports that he is resigning. This comes in the midst of the government's push for additional austerity measures. Berlusconi faces a key budget vote this week by the Italian Parliament. In Greece, Prime Minister George Papandreou has agreed to step down. It's part of a deal between Greece's major political parties to form a national unity government. Leaders are hoping to reach a final deal ahead of the Eurozone finance ministers meeting in Brussels. That meeting is set to include discussion on whether to release Greece's next round of aid. And France unveiling a new austerity plan in efforts to hold on to its AAA credit rating. The plan aims to reduce the nation's deficit by $9.7 billion. Part of that plan includes freezing the salaries of its president and government ministers. It would also put a cap on the increase in pension benefits. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. ConsciousLivingYoga.com, 246-7256.
That magical time of year is approaching once again when the Pilgrim Congregational Church, designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, is transformed into a Renaissance-era castle for the annual Shasta High School Madrigal Dinner. This enchanting program includes vocal, drama, and instrumental entertainment and an authentic feast. The dinners will be held Wednesday through Saturday evening, starting December 7th through the 17th. Tickets always sell out early, so mark your calendar to purchase yours on Saturday, November 5th, and again on November 17th at the David Marr Theater Lobby at the Shasta Learning Center on Eureka Way. Be a part of these 8 memorable nights of seasonal dinner theater, the Shasta High School Annual Madrigal Dinner. More information online at madtickets.org.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to the program. You just heard that special announcement about the Madrigal Dinners. Well, they are going to be on Thursday night on my show, On the Spot with Linda Vaught. And Enjoy Magazine will be in not only this morning, but they'll be in on Thursday talking about everything that's going on for, you know, some other things entertainment-wise. So you don't want to miss the Madrigals on Lisa Collins' little segment. She does every Thursday night at 6:20. It was fun last week. We had the cast of Annie in here, and that was adorable.
Kids can really sing.
Absolutely. Today we're going to be looking at temperatures getting to be around 60 degrees, partly cloudy tonight with lows of 36 if you're just tuning in, currently 44 degrees downtown. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, get your coffee beans and anything that has to do with cappuccino and espresso. The girls over there are going to help you. We had a call coming in that we're going to be taking a little bit later, but let's talk about the plane. We got a call from John telling us that the plane that's on 5 in the medium is what?
It is a B-1B swing wing bomber that the Air Force has retired. It's on its way up to Washington to a museum. Of course, the wings are off and all that, and it's all wrapped in plastic, but it has a very distinctive shape. And I thought that's what it was, but I just caught a glimpse, but John verified that. And apparently it is so big, they can only move it during certain hours.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay,
all
have
right.
We got all this housekeeping out of the way so we can get to our guest here?
Yes.
Our guest, Sue Wilson. Good morning, Sue.
Well, good morning.
Morning, Sue.
Local radio, Sue, you know?
We got love on everybody.
Gotta love it.
You do, because that's what your documentary was about, your broadcast blues. Is that correct?
Well, in part. I mean, I guess what I would like to see, and I think what a whole lot of people would like to see, is a whole lot more local radio. Broadcast blues really is about how there's been a national takeover of radio, where there's very few local voices and not a whole lot of real discussion anymore. So I really appreciate you having me on today. This is great.
Well, you're going to come up here this week anyway, I believe, and you're giving a talk and showing the film on November 12th. Is that correct?
Yep, we'll be up there on the 12th. Let's see, I think it's noon to 5 is the event.
Okay, and your host up here are the...
Shasta County Citizens for Democracy.
Right, and we've had them on our show several times, and as we do, you know, one of the things about local programming is, you know, on the local, our local show, we believe that, and we try to do this, is have everybody on, no matter what their what their views are, and that they have a right to say what their views are without being castigated about it. And it's worked for us.
I think it would work in a whole lot of places, and I'm just really happy to hear that you're doing this, because at the end of the day, we have a great country here that we all love. But in a lot of places, voices are being shut out. And, you know, in most places, I'll be honest with you, in most places, liberal and progressive voices are being shut out. But in addition to that, libertarian voices, all kinds of voices that are really fundamental to the discourse that makes our democracy great just aren't being heard. So, you know, here's to you guys for doing it right.
Well, thanks. Now, when you say that the liberal and progressive voices are being forced out, how do you mean?
Well, if you look at my website, SueWilsonReports.com, there's a couple of maps there from a study that we commissioned for Broadcast Blues. What it shows, and the study that we did, we completed in about 2009, it shows that about 90% of the country, if you drive across the country, You can get Rush Limbaugh, you can get Sean Hannity, you can get Glenn Beck, you can get Michael Savage, just about every little nook and cranny of the whole country. But you can go 1,000 miles and not hear anybody at all who's got an opposing viewpoint. And then, you know, we're talking local radio. It's harder still to find, you know, any kind of local shows at all that are willing to take on different viewpoints. So that's what I'm talking about, and that's, I guess, what, in my heart, I'm trying to help to correct in this country, so that we can all have our say, that we can hear each other, treat each other with respect, learn from each other, gain the facts, and grow together.
Okay, when you say how to fix that, what's one of your plans on I saw, by the way, I did look at your website. I saw the picture of the United States with all the
the red transmitters and the blue transmitters, where the whole center of the country is has access to the, you know, to the reds. In this case, it would be conservative, and just along the coast lines are the blues. So what would you do? What is your plan on making that more equitable?
Well, it's a real trick because, you know, we could, in theory, we could pass a law in Congress. It was a law in Congress passed in 1996 that made the map look the way it does today. But there's a very little appetite in Congress to do that. The reality of that, I think, is very slim. I think it's really going to take citizen action. In other words, I think it's going to take people all over the country physically going down to their local radio stations, especially in areas where you've got companies like Clear Channel that own six different radio stations in one town, and knocking on the door and going, you know, we don't feel that our public interest here is being served. And that's a key term. That's a legal term. Radio stations have to serve the public interest to get a license to broadcast. That's the deal that they make in order to be able to be broadcasters. I think it's really going to take real people going to eye to eye with local management. I think when they do that, too, they're going to find out local management are people just like you and I are people, and that they can talk to these people and go, hey, we need something better in this community. We need a better discourse. Now, that local guy might have to go up to a big corporate, you know, boss, a big corporate suit that's got different ideas, but I think it's going to start with local communities starting to make noise about what we need in our areas.
Okay, well, we've got to take a quick break here, Sue. When we come back, I want to talk about that, which, you know, what you just brought up, and a couple of things that have happened via the government, like the FM stations, and then also about keeping a radio station on the air. The only way to do that is to make it profitable so it plays, you know, so you can pay all the bills. We'll talk about that when we get back. This is Carl Lindebaut. Our guest is Sue Wilson, who is bringing broadcast blues here to the Reading area. For people for a progressive society. I think I've got that right.
Yes, and we're going to take a break. KCNR 1460, we'll be right back.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm with Free Fire Media, Carl and the Boss. 7:45 in the morning. Our guest Sue Wilson, in her film Broadcast Blues, she'll be in town on November the 12th for an engagement here to show the film and ask questions and answer questions. Sue, I've gotten a number of questions from the chat room.
Okay.
Okay, and one of them we have run our chat room all the time is they're curious about what you think about community access TV.
Community access TV, I think, is very important in that it really allows people to understand how to create media. It's one of the few training grounds you can find outside of going to a university to learn how to make television, and it's one of the few ways that communities can really have a voice in their local community. I stay a little bit away from it, though, Carl, because I like to focus on broadcasting. Only because broadcasting, we the people actually have a legal stake in broadcasting. We the people own the local broadcast airwaves. We literally own the air. So I make my focus on broadcasting. Community access is a little different in that it's run through your local community cable stations. So there's been a deal made through the corporate owner of the cable and through typically the city council. But I do think it's very, very important, and I hope that people will fight for it.
Now, you used to have a radio show, didn't you? Or am I wrong?
I have been a radio host on NPR in Sacramento.
All right. Sue, and one of the other questions coming through here is, are you saying that you don't think it's fair, the airwaves? I'm not sure if there's a little sarcasm in that one or not.
I'm not sure either. And I can't really comment as to what's going on in Redding, okay? I can tell you that in the Sacramento area, it's not fair. No, I mean, we do not have one single progressive voice on the commercial airwaves. I just spent a month or now about 2.5 weeks in Wisconsin, and Wisconsin is the big hotbed of political movement in this country right now. And it's kind of interesting to note that there's only one progressive radio station in the entire state. And that was a station that the community literally stood up and protested when Clear Channel said, we're going to shut this down, we're going to make it into country music or whatever they're going to do. The community came out en masse and said, no, we appreciate this, we want this, this is important. And so several years later, that station is on the air, and guess what? It's number two only to the conservative talk station.
Oh, okay. Now, one of the questions we have here is, what exactly is your definition of a progressive voice?
Well, let me say, and one of the things I'm looking at these days is just alternative voices, anything other than the, quote, conservative voice. I mean, in terms of personalities today, it could be anybody from Stephanie Miller, who regularly beats Laura Ingraham when she goes head-to-head across the country, to Tom Hartman, who beats Rush Limbaugh, to Ed Schultz, who's, you know, become very popular because of his show on MSNBC. Or it could be, what I'm looking for, too, is to develop alternative voices in the local communities also. So that one of the problems I think Air America had was that they went after people who had never done radio before, people like Al Franken, might be smart and funny on SNL, but, you know, maybe not so good at radio, to be able to develop voices in local communities so everybody's got their say, and also so you find that emerging radio talent that then can have a national voice.
Well, you know, one of the things, and I've talked about before we took the break, is this. If you're going to have a radio station, radio stations run on advertising. If people like your message and like what you're putting out, they advertise on your station. They bring their shows to your station. If they don't like it, they're not going to advertise.
And it could, you know, is this part of the problem? People don't like the message and they're not going to advertise?
I think that that's what we've been told the problem is. I don't think that that is really what the problem is. Let me go back to Sacramento because I know this so well. We had a little progressive radio station here in Sacramento for a while, and they were pulling about a 1.9 rating. Well, now, that's not a very high rating, okay? Rush Limbaugh was pulling a 7, okay? But when you started to really look at it, you realize Rush Limbaugh was operating on a 50,000-watt tower, this giant radio station that reached 10 million people, whereas the little progressive station only got a 1,000-watt tower. They were only reaching maybe a 500,000 people. You start extrapolating out the math, and you start realizing there was a whole lot of people in that area that really were listening. The problem was that Clear Channel owns, I think, 7 stations here in Sacramento. So their salespeople are able to go out and say, look, I've got a deal for you, Mr. Businessman. I'm going to put you on all 7 of these stations. You can pay this fee, and we're going to get you all over all of these stations, and it's really going to be good for your business. And that's a good business model. The little 1,000-watt station said, look, it, we're doing well, we're getting listeners, but it costs almost as much for one guy to advertise on one little 1,000-watt station as it did to blanket through the economies of scale on Clear Channel. So there's a fundamental economic model here that needs to be corrected.
Well, okay, now how would you correct that?
Well, again,
okay, because you know what? You just described us, all right? You just described KCNR. Linda and I opened this station 2 years ago. In fact, we have our first anniversary. We bought this. It was a dark license. We brought it all the way up.
We had to go through the FCC and do all that.
And we're going against corporate. We're going against corporate America here.
Good for you.
Well, but this is. Well, you know, I'm just saying is that because we believe in our community and believe what we're doing here. But that is not just. It's not just against liberals. It's against anybody that's in the market.
It's the companies. It's the advertisers. There are those advertisers, of course. We couldn't do this without our advertisers. Advertisers believe in us and believe in our programming, and they're in the other ones that will say, hey, I can go over here, corporate, like a Clear Channel or something like that, where they can be on 5 or 6 stations for a little bit more than they're paying here, or, you know, double it, and I can put you on 6 stations, whatever that is. I mean, they'll do some kind of creative packaging, and we see it all the time.
But it has nothing to do with
whether
it has nothing to do with liberal or, you know, or progressive. It has to do with money.
Well, I think it does have to do across the country. I think that in part it does have to do with liberal or progressive, in that you can ask yourself, why is it that these companies that have 6 to 8 different stations in one community, why is it that they aren't choosing to program one of those larger stations as a progressive station and put it into their sales mix?
No, that's a good point.
And we're seeing across the country that these progressive hosts go head-to-head. If you put them on a like-size station, okay, not 1,000 watt versus 50,000 watt, but maybe, you know, 10,000 watt versus 20,000 watt. You put them on something close, and you see that the numbers are there, the ratings are there, the people are there, the listeners are there. I think there's something going on with corporate America that likes their pro-corporate voice to be heard.
Okay, that's a good place to take a break for so that we can stay on the air with our advertising. So hang on, Sue. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. This is our guest, Sue Wilson, Broadcast Blues, Miss a Day, Miss a Lot.
Since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, 3 generations of family tradition. Quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230 or online at fjredding.com.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox, comfort you can trust.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Our guest, Sue Wilson, who's bringing Broadcast Blues here this weekend at November 12th. And it's going to be, do you have a location for that, Sue?
Yeah, it's at the Five Counties Labor Hall, 900 Locust Street in Redding.
The Five Counties Labor Hall on Locust Street. Okay. Lots and lots of chat in our chat room, as you could probably imagine here. One of the questions is, do you believe in the Fairness Doctrine?
I worked in the Fairness Doctrine. That's how old I am. And I saw how it was good and how it was bad. How it was good was that as a producer, all I had to do when I did shows, I started my career at KCBS Television in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And I did shows like At Issue, where we specifically got into controversial issues. And I didn't have to show both sides of the story. I had to try to show both sides of the story. And I had to document that. So in other words, if I wanted to do a show on anti-abortion, I had to at least try to get a pro-abortion person on the air and quantify that. And who would that go to? You know, it would go to the FCC, but anything you send to the FCC goes into the circular file. I mean, basically, you know that. It really was for the local community to be able to go in, to go, hey, this is our station, you're serving us, you just did a show on abortion, but you didn't put on the other side. Why didn't you do that? It was a lever for real people to be able to be engaged in their communities. I think here's the good news. About 2 months ago, the Fairness Doctrine was formally buried. I mean, they killed it in 1987, but they kind of kept it on life support like all these years. They finally said, okay, pull the plug on this thing, bury it, it's dead, it's gone. But at the same time that they came out with that, both the FCC and the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia have affirmed that there still is a public interest in broadcasting, that we the people, the local communities, need to be served by local broadcasters. This is where I keep going back to, you know, if we're going to talk Fairness Doctrine, we're really talking about how well are our local communities being served, not just by are we getting good political discourse, are we getting good local community news, are we getting public safety announcements? I mean, if there is, like in the film, I've got this anhydrous ammonia spill that occurred in North Dakota because of the big corporate monolith there in Minot, no one could get the word out to the local community.
Well, and I understand that. You know, when we talk corporation radio right here in Reading, we're talking about corporations that own five or six stations here. There's a couple locally owned stations. Ours is one of them. One is the Oldie station. I think there's another one down in Red Bluff. But it's the kind of thing is that when I think that we are living that as a community radio station. Not that the others aren't, the people across town don't have their people live here and love this place too, but their decisions are pushed many times by corporate. And we've only got a minute left.
Aww.
We're going to have you back on, Sue.
Please.
Because, you know, the comments are is that, you know, the economy tells you what's going to be on the what will be on the stations, you know, that kind of stuff. And I would, you know, when we talk next time, I'll have to, you know, we can talk and we'll spread this out a little bit about what you believe should be done. So anyway, but thank you very much. You're going to be here Saturday, November 12th at the Labor Hall on Locust. And it starts at what time?
That starts at noon. It's a noon to 5 event. And, you know, we'll definitely be having some good discussions after the film.
Okay. Sue Wilson, Broadcast Blues, thank you so much.
Take care. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. More Americans are living in poverty than first estimated. 16% or about 49 million. New census data factors in out-of-pocket medical expenses and other rising costs. There's also a new report showing a widening wealth gap between younger and older Americans. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Older Americans have long had more money in the bank, but it's grown to unprecedented levels, according to a study of census data. It shows those 65-plus have 47 times the wealth of those 35 and under. 25 years ago, it was just 10 to 1.
There's been a 68% decline in median household wealth now versus 25 years ago for young adults.
Paul Taylor with the Pew Research Center says a big part of the gap is that many younger Americans bought homes during the housing bubble. They took a big hit. Many are saddled with huge student loans, and some just can't find a decent job. Dave?
Mike, Herman Cain isn't talking anymore about old sex harassment claims. The Republican presidential frontrunner has said any new allegations will be made up ones. This afternoon, another woman will make claims, represented by controversial attorney Gloria Allred. Penn State's athletic director has stepped down, so has the university vice president. They're due in court in a few hours, accused of covering up the allegations of former assistant football coach sexually abused 8 boys.
They told the grand jury such things as they believe the allegations amounted to nothing more than horsing around, and that the allegations were, in the words of one of the defendants, not that serious.
Fox's David Lee Miller in Harrisburg. Michael Jackson's doctor's jury, Conrad Murray's case, will again this morning consider if he killed the singer.
Friday was the first day of jury deliberations, and we didn't get any indications about what jurors were thinking. No questions of the judge, no requests regarding the case.
That's Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. The Supreme Court's agreed to consider whether juvenile murderers can be jailed for life with no parole. Hearing appeals in two cases where the convicts were 14 when they killed someone. The court's already barred life without parole for juveniles who commit crimes other than murder. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. I don't know about you, but when I buy things, I love it when the people give me money back. Fiona's with me today. She works at a Ford dealership, and we're talking about tires.
Yes.
You guys are having a big tire event.
Yes, we are.
And this, in fact, is called the Big Tire Event?
Correct.
I love that. What's big? The tires, the selection, the savings?
Yes.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything is big.
Everything.
What kind of rebate are we talking about?
$100.
I buy 4 tires, you give me $100 back?
You get $100 back.
That seems very reasonable. Do you guys have all the major brands?
11.
11 is a lot.
Yes, it is.
Get the right tire and get $100 back when you buy 4 Goodyear, Dunlop, Continental, Hankook, Pirelli, or Yokohama tires. That's on top of the low price tire guarantee.
Hold on a second. You know what I got right here? $100. That's the sound of a rebate.
Competitors ad required for tire guarantee. Stop by any participating California Ford dealer or visit FordOwner.com for rebate details through 11/30/11.
There is a power struggle in Greece over handling its debt crisis. There's also concern about Italy's leadership. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
Yes, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi dismissing claims he's about to resign ahead of votes this week on reforms like pushing up the pension age. Italy's government is also facing rising borrowing costs, investors demanding the kind of yield on bonds that forced Portugal and Ireland to ask for a bailout. Meanwhile, in Greece, leading parties agreeing to back the bailout there, but trying to agree on a coalition prime minister to replace George Papandreou to lead that country through until early elections in February. And Dave?
Alistair, they're shaken up still in Oklahoma, where they get little earthquakes almost every day.
But nothing like the 5.6 magnitude Saturday night.
Things were rattling on my shelves, and the bed was just
jumping off the floor.
Damage still being cleaned up. A highway buckled near the town of Prague. Bricks fell off homes, cracks in walls, ceilings collapsed. Even a brick steeple fell from an administration building at a university in Shawnee. And this morning, heavy rains have hit the southern part of the state. 9 inches recorded near Ardmore and flooding is reported. In Oklahoma City, Jerry Bonin for Fox News Radio.
A Chicago cop is dead. A murder victim. The suspect, her grandson, who's in the ninth grade.
Hester Scott, a police officer for 25 years, was beaten with a lamp in her own home last week and then stabbed with a kitchen knife. She died of her injuries and charged with that murder her 15-year-old grandson. Authorities say the teenager robbed and killed his grandmother after she caught him skipping school.
That's Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. The boy is being held without bond, charged as an adult. UPS is predicting its drivers will be busier on the holidays this year, predicting a 6% increase in deliveries the week before Christmas as more shoppers wait to the last minute to buy gifts online. UPS predicts the busiest day will be December 22nd. On Wall Street, the Dow down 29. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl. And about 8:05, November the 7th. This is it's a big week here. Marine Corps birthday on the 10th, and of course Veterans Day on the 11th. It's a big week here.
Our guests this morning are going to be Enjoy Magazine, but before we go there, we've got a couple callers.
That's right. Let's go to line one. Terry, good morning.
Hey, you two. How you doing?
We're peachy.
You've got a voice.
You're
with it. Yeah. Terry,
Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday, Terry. What's up?
Well, tonight at 2570 Bonnyview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church, the Reading Tea Party is presenting Brad Dacus, who is the president of the Justice Institute, Pacific Justice Institute, and he has been on ABC's Good Morning America, the Today Show. He's been on O'Reilly Factor several times, His law firm basically defends all religious liberties and parental rights. They do everything pro bono, and we're really, really, really excited to have this guest tonight.
Well, that's great, and he's going to be on our show here this month also.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. And are you going to be attending at the labor union and on Locust Street, the broadcast blues for Sue Wilson, talking about how conservative media has taken over the airwaves? On Saturday?
Well,
maybe not.
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I just thought I'd throw it out there. Okay, so that's tonight,
yeah,
Brad.
That was a pretty interesting response you had. You know, the thing is that as we look over this stuff, I mean, even the local media with this Defend Rural America thing, I mean, that has been so incredibly biased. I couldn't really believe it. I mean, here you have something that's really historical, and the only thing the Record Searchlight sent up there was basically a photographer, and Silas Lyon said he didn't even know that they had sent a photographer.
Well, they have a big article in the paper now from yesterday.
Yeah, I know they do now.
And we're having a story
behind that one too, but it's been pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, we're having representatives on Wednesday, in fact, that are going to talk about Defend Rural America happened. So I think it's part of your group too. So anyway, we've got to run. So tonight, 6 p.m. at the, tell us again.
Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 Bonnyview Road, Brad Dacus.
Brad Dacus. Okay, and he'll, like I said, he'll be on later on this month on ours from the Justice Center. Thanks
Alrighty.
A lot.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Okay, let's go to Coach Bob.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, you too.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I went down and looked at that B1 because it's really cool.
Uh-huh. Really? Well, tell us what it looks like. What's going on?
Well, okay, hey, what I wanted to tell you was you asked earlier, a half an hour ago or so, about why the donkey is the Democrat symbol.
I think I said ass.
I'm about to inform you.
Okay.
Back in the 1820s, Andrew Jackson was running for office, and some opponent or somebody called him a jackass. Well, he took that to heart and said, well, that ain't bad. A donkey is a darn strong-willed animal, and that's me, and I'm going to use that as my, like a slogan.
Uh-huh.
Well, then political cartoonists picked up on it and used the donkey every time they talked about Andrew Jackson. It just became part of the Democratic or it became the Democrat Party's symbol.
Okay.
All because of a political cartoon. And the elephant originated for the Republicans in exactly the same manner. I can't tell you exactly what the cartoon was, but there was a cartoon characterization of an elephant, and the Republicans just adopted it, which should tell us all we need to know about the basis of both of the parties. They come from cartoons, in my opinion.
Coach Bob, what can we say? Thank you again. Okay, thank you very much.
I'm off to work. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right.
Now, Wells Fargo? Okay, we're going to go to Wells Fargo.
Let's go to Kathy.
Lathrop Cummings.
Let's go, Kathy. What's going on with the Wells Fargo moment?
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 31 points at 11,949. The S&P 500 is negative 4 at 1,248, and the NASDAQ is negative 24 at 2,661. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 10 cents at $6.39, and Alcatel-Lucent down 20 cents at $2.10. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is up 3 cents at $3.38, and XO Group is down 19 cents at $8.21. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices on the 10-year Treasury yield, bringing that yield to 2.03%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 70 cents at $94.96, gold is up $24.70 at $1,780.80, and silver is up 54 cents at $34.62. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. 7:10, 8:10, 9:06 in the morning, again in the afternoon. Before we take a break here, somebody sent a rap here. You know, I said how I misspelled my name on the chat thing today. And the rap thing is that I've already lost. Let me see, where is it?
While you're looking, we do have James Mazzotta and Rhonda Ball that are going to be coming up after the break. One of the things that we love here on the first Monday of every month is to find out what's happening locally. Great stories. How do we support our community? It's Enjoy Magazine. So we're going to be talking about some really cool things that are going on. But what's that wrap? Got to take a break before we do that. Try to find it.
It's not finding it. It's holding it there. Hey, it's C. Quarles, a friend to all. He's calling it loud, and he's having a ball. C. Quarles Bad has an elk killer dog, has a radio station with a really bad blog. His lady LRB sits right by his side, allows the community no place to hide.
This is KCNR. We'll be right back.
Diabetes is a silent killer, with 1 in 4 adults in the United States affected. In California, we have more diagnoses of diabetes each year than any other state. Shasta Regional Medical Center is offering free diabetes A1C testing on World Diabetes Day, Monday, November 14th from 7 to 10 a.m. Learn your risk and act on diabetes now. Type 2 diabetes is preventable. Know the signs and symptoms of diabetes. Blurred vision, frequent urination, fatigue, and excessive thirst. Early diagnosis of type 2 diabetes can save your life. November 14th, World Diabetes Day, and Shasta Regional's goal is to prevent diabetes and improve the care for those living with diabetes in our community. Join us on World Diabetes Day for a free diabetes screening at Shasta Regional Medical Center, Monday, November 14th, 7 to 10 a.m. This diabetes test measures your blood sugar level, so no food or drink 8 hours prior to testing. For more information, call the Diabetes Care Center at 247-1757. That's 247-1757. Together, we can stop diabetes.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media. 8:13 in the morning on November the 7th. 44 degrees downtown. It's going to be a nice sunny day. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. 474-5546 for reservations out there. And who's playing
Holly
out there?
Holly Day is going to be playing
out there. She's great. This
weekend, and she is wonderful, and she'll be playing again. Actually, luckily enough, we've got two weekends booked in a row with Holly Day because she does such a wonderful holiday program. So the 12th and the 19th.
Holly Day does a holiday program, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, by the way, John, thank you for the rap there that you wrote.
Great.
That was pretty cool. Okay. Our guest today from Enjoy Magazine.
We have Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta. Thank you. This is our monthly segment. And, of course, the magazine coming out, our November magazine, Autumn Colors. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, we always just like to say, shoot. Let's start off with the motivation behind this month's magazine. I know you guys seem to be booked 4 and 5 months in advance with stories. What's hot going on with the stories this month?
Well, the November issue is another great issue, of course, and it is called Autumn Colors, and I love this cover. I love the depth of field and the focal point in the foreground and out of focus in the background. I think it's really cool. And the really beautiful blues and the harvest tones and the harvest theme. So, again, another great cover. And we're very proud of Carrot Stewart. Yeah. Yes, thank you, Kara. She does an amazing job for us. And we love having her part of our team. We're just going as we go. The magazine continues to grow. I think Rhonda's kind of got her thumb up in the wind and has predicted that December will be our biggest issue ever. And again, after we've passed our 5-year anniversary recently, that's still an amazing feat that we continue to grow after 5 years. And we're just doing a lot of really great things. So
getting those big sponsors in here, are you?
Well, we try.
Yeah,
yes, you have some
big advertisers.
But we try, everything. I mean, again, this is from as little mom and pop shops to big corporations. I mean, that's
absolutely
what wakes up our community. So
yes.
Well, we had a dinner party at our house for Turtle Bay Friday night. It was a bid on our house, and I was using the pepper grinder, and I said, I got this at the Enjoy store.
Oh, yeah. I remember when you bought that.
That's great. So things like that, the word spreads when you have really unique items. And, of course, we'll talk about the store this morning. But go into what you've what's your first article that you want to talk about?
This issue actually is filled with a lot of, it's kind of
a lot of artsy.
Yeah, it's a real artistic-based issue. I mean, it has a lot of producers of local goods in here, and it just happened to be that way. Most of them you can find in the store. So being that you brought the pepper grinder up, it's kind of apropos that, this very first story is called Baked in a Pie. And these are, I don't know the actual history, and I'm sure we looked it up at one point.
I've never made a pie in my life.
These are really cool. These are collectible,
never.
By the way.
Never made a pie.
The older one of these little. What is the story behind these, by the way?
You couldn't leave
well,
the
that's what
you
I
did. That.
That's what I was going to try to share with you. Is I think they came from Europe. They were, designed and brought over somewhere. I want to say England, but I don't know if somebody knows after we get talking about it and wants to email you or
a pie bird.
A pie bird. Yeah, they're ceramic, hand painted. Beautiful little birds that look like they're singing. We actually carry also matching spoon holders, so when you're baking a pie, they have a little ceramic tray that you put your spoon in when you're mixing, so that you can buy them separately or as a collection. And basically what you do is you bake the ceramic bird in the middle of your pie, and the neck of the bird sticks out with its mouth open, and that's what allows it to vent.
The steam. Yes.
So you don't have to worry about your pie, the crust on the top breaking open or bubbling over, or having to put vents in it. And it's just a really charming way to bake a pie. And then afterwards, people use them as displays because they collect them. This woman, Stacy Clark.
Two Flew Over the Cuckoo's
Nest.
Yeah,
her business is called Two. Yeah, how do you
say it? Two Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Two Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, yeah. And she's in Shingletown.
What a darling idea.
And she grew up with her mother doing pottery and painting, and her mom wanted to collect them, and so she went online and basically saw that they were very popular and created her own mold and just has gone into business, and it's been hugely successful. They are very nostalgic, old-fashioned. She said that, a lot of people are turning back to these old ways of doing things because they're fun. they create traditions for family. And, you know, then you end up with this collectible item, and so you can collect them when you travel. So they're all hand-painted.
Yeah, one of our chatters just had come in and rolled in.
Oh,
said,
good.
Heard you talking about it and said, hey, I saw that in Joy Magazine.
Oh, okay.
Not knowing it was that was on, but see, that just is,
what a great way to, this is a great little hostess gift, a great Christmas present.
They're
to give
so cute.
To somebody who has everything, they're adorable, and I do know that the ones that, that have come over from Europe that are from the 30s or the 40s, they date back, are collectibles.
Mm-hmm.
So here you can buy a beautiful handcrafted one, specially made, and you buy it in the Enjoy store, what I think would be a great idea. And I challenge anybody, because I have made pies. I'm not a good pie maker. They vary from 1 to 10. I think my last one was a 4. But I have made an 8. I never made a 10. But I have made an 8, and it's the idea.
Rhonda hasn't made one.
Hand rolling the crust. How fabulous to be able to take that to a friend with the pie bird
inside,
in it, and then a little gift with the thing afterwards, and then after everybody's had a pie, the spoon holder, and give that as a present. See, it's the homemade feeling that we've gotten past. Mm-hmm. Everything has become so quick and throw away ish that this is something that, again,
and they're reasonably priced when you buy them as a set. I mean, it's a great gift.
Can we ask how much? Because that's one of the questions that came through here.
You can buy the actual bird itself for $16, or you can buy them, and the spoon holder is $16, but if you buy them as a set, you get an $8 discount. You get it for $24.
Okay, so how many people would spend $24 on a nice bottle of champagne? Would you rather have something that was long-lasting, even though we like the good champagne during the holidays?
How about you have a really great friend that buys you both?
Yeah. And that is why you're coming over for dinner in a few weeks. Just kidding about
and
that.
And I do want to say, the thing about the story was, she didn't have her stuff in our store until we got the story, and James and Claudia were reading and saw
pre-reading.
Yeah, before the magazine went to print, and said, wow, these look kind of cool.
Adorable. So you have them in store right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or we're going to have to take a break when we come back. Oh, we've got so much to talk about. This is the first of the article that, you know what we love about that? It's a visual. Mm-hmm. And radio is very visual. We can see these pie birds and people who grew up with them.
Radio,
that
very
feeling.
Visual.
Absolutely. We'll be right back after these messages. Casey and our guests are Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta from Enjoy. We'll be right back.
See my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Attention all Marines and other allied military personnel. The Shasta Marines invite you to attend their annual birthday ball celebrating the 236th anniversary of the establishment of the United States Marine Corps. Muster Thursday, November 10th at the Red Lion Hotel, with no host bar starting at 5:30 with dinner served at 7. The event will feature the renowned Jefferson Pipe Scottish Band. For ticket information, give us a call here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:24 in the morning, November the 7th. This is Free Fire Radio. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Want great coffee? Go to Espresso Joe's right in Tobacco and Brew. The type of coffee you want, any flavor, any way they can fix it, they'll do that. The TMB cuties down there, and of course, a fine walk-in humidor there, the best in the state. That's Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley do a lot for our community, and veterans get discounts there at Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Our guests, James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine, and we enjoy this, you know, I mean, we enjoy it. Mm-hmm. When you are here, you know, to look at the magazine, because, one, it is such a great great representative for the North State.
Well, thank
your
you.
Magazine.
Well, we love being here because you guys are just big fun.
Well, sometimes, you know, wait
in
we,
the studio
wait,
and we
get
outside
the,
of the
wait
studio.
Till we get the cameras inside the studio.
I know.
You're gonna
I
love
told
that.
You.
Yeah,
I
we
told
have
you.
Some
we're
other
gonna start,
things.
We're going to start internet.
We'll have some other also. Things that we'll tell you all about that are going to be great, like fun things for next year that yeah everybody can engage in. But I also want to share with our listeners that Enjoy will be sitting in for On the Spot with Linda Bott this Thursday night, and then again we're going to play that show again on the Thanksgiving night. So you guys, it'll be great because we want to keep driving home about a lot of the stuff that's going on in the North State. You guys have always got your finger on the trigger about stuff. You always let us know in the world of not just theater but arts and people who are in business and fascinating stories that's happening all around the North State. You guys hit what, 12 counties?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
counting. Mm-hmm. All right, so now we know that we are of many pet lovers, and yes. let's talk about something else you've got carried in, or that you're carrying in your store.
Yeah. We were with the birds, the pie birds, and now we're with the dogs.
No, okay.
So another story that we have in here is also near and dear to my heart, because these people are fantastic. When we met them, you just fall in love with them. They're just so vibrant and filled with life and energy and just, you know, genuine sweetness. And the article is called Dog On It, and it's a Rusty's Granny, eco-friendly pet beds. And everybody needs to get one of these, and they're so reasonably priced and so beautiful. I have a dog, and when we went to my son, we adopted a bloodhound. We went to go get one of the beds at one of the local stores, and they're so expensive. And I just thought, gosh, you know, and then what ends up happening is that they, you know, excuse the word, but pee on it or have some other distress on it.
Absolutely.
You've got to unzip it and throw it in the washer, which is what you would do everything. But quite often it seeps through into the foam center. And, you know, after a while, that thing is just not salvageable. And you've got to, you know, cover them and if you can and find a cover for it. So anyway, this is this couple, Paul and Tamina Carver. Yeah, sorry, I always want to call her something else, but it's Tamina. Had this huge St. Bernard a St. Bernard Australian Shepherd mix dog.
Boy.
And they're just absolute pet lovers to death. They're the type of people that will adopt basically anything and everything that needs help, including the neighbor's donkey. So when you look at the pictures, you'll see them with their flock of animals and the mule and so on and so forth. But they also have a 230-pound Mastiff. So they went to go get a bed for him, and there was a bed that was like, I don't know, $80 or something, and she just felt like, you know, that was exorbitant, and that's, I think, what kind of triggered her love. And so what they do is they do eco-friendly beds that are made out of recycled materials, both vintage and upholstery from discarded, you know, remnants.
Wow, that's fabulous.
We carry these beds in our store, and they are beautiful. And she can do custom beds. She's done things with suede and leather. And they're backed with very sturdy upholstery. But what's neat about them is that they're stuffed with plastics from different, you know, companies around town. So they pre-stuff them for you, but you can continue stuffing them with, you, let's say, your dry cleaning bags and those types of things. So what it is that when they say eco-friendly, it's recycled materials, and then it's stuffed with plastics that would normally fill the landfill. And they're quite soft. And what's nice about them is that plastic, those plastic bags that are inside, don't absorb odor and don't promote the growth of fungus and don't allow, you know, bugs and ticks and fleas and stuff to thrive because there's nothing for them, this, you know, to hold on to. So basically what they tell you to do, somebody got clever and said, take a plastic gardening bag and stuff it in the bed. When you decide you want to wash it, you pull it open, you take the garden bag out, you dump all the plastic bags that are inside into that garden bag, throw it in the washer. When you're done, you dump it all back in out of the garden bag, shove the garden bag inside, and you're done. And they're amazing, and they're very functional, and they're smart, and they're very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Cost-effective and priced right.
I guess so, because when you think about going to the grocery store, I wince when I think about all the groceries going into plastic bags.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I collect the plastic bags, and I take them up to the doggy park, which, mm-hmm. of course, you know, they've got these little doggy stuff things that you can...
Doo-doo bags.
Yeah. But I like this idea.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if the dog lays down, if it crunches.
It makes a little bit of noise, but the bags that they use, they don't specifically use the grocery bags. They use other types of softer plastic, the ones,
mm-hmm.
that's not so rigid.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lay on them, it's not annoying at all as far as noise. But when you push on it. The other thing that they found huge success with these pillows is they're selling them for people. Because
really?
They're great throw pillows to throw on the ground and lay on with kids. The kids are using them in their dorm rooms. And the nice thing is they come in all different sizes. She's done beds that are as big as truck beds, that are big enough for people to lay on and the dogs at the same time. And it's just, they're really fantastic.
So when...
So I guess, could we use this for stuff in our own mattress? I mean, it might work.
You'd have to see one. You could literally put one of these in your living room couch. They're that pretty.
I thought that I wanted to lay on one because you know how when you lay on plastic sometimes it gets sweaty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Doesn't work like that. Okay.
Okay.
Got to take a break here for the news.
From Enjoy, we'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A sex scandal and an alleged cover-up at Penn State.
It makes me question a lot of other things, like other organizations, other people.
The athletic director and a university vice president have stepped down and are due in court this afternoon.
The two are accused of covering up allegations that retired Penn State football defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky sexually abused at least 8 underage boys over a 15-year period.
Bob Hauer with Fox affiliate WHP in Harrisburg. Herman Cain says he knew someone would try to take him down as he rose up in the Republican presidential polls.
It didn't surprise me that it was going to happen. We just didn't know how, when, what, whatever the case may be.
You know, he's no longer talking about the old sex harassment claims, but this afternoon another woman will come forward with controversial attorney Gloria Allred by her side. A victory for tobacco companies in court. Reuters reports an injunction temporarily blocks new graphic warning labels on cigarettes. The judge ruling that could violate the company's free speech. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, 3 generations of family tradition, quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
It's not how many hours they put in, it's how they put in the hours. It's not just how well they know their clients, it's how well they know your case. It's not just years of experience or reputation, it's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
Rye Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
Well, all the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot, 8:35 in the morning, November 7th. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and a Man in Black. Take a step back in time to great haircuts, great prices, great conversation. They give discounts to veterans. You got to get a haircut. It's getting to be that time of the year. It's Thanksgiving. You want to see your families. You get all that hair and those beards trimmed bad, Bob. They have great prices, and, you know, man's last stronghold. You walk in there. There's no pressure. You just sit down, grab a magazine, wait and talk and see what's going on in the world. Everything's solved right down there at Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Our guest from Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda Ball and James Masada. And, you know, Linda is having such a great time. She goes through this magazine before you get here. Mm-hmm. And then she really goes through it because, now she gets the background.
I need to pore over it. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes time. It's like reading a great book. It's just from cover. I want to see all of the articles and the ads. Everything is just, you know, wonderful. So what do we have next, Rhonda?
The Fragoso's Outdoor Foundation, I'm not sure if you've heard of this, but Max and Kelly Fragoso started an outdoor foundation to provide outdoor adventures for American military heroes and especially wounded soldiers and their families. So they take them on ski trips and hunting and any kind of outdoor activities, and it's a great way for them to bond with other military families and talk about some of their experiences, and it's just a really neat foundation for lots of outdoor activities.
Yeah, they're bringing veterans back in, and I believe they've been on the show. I've got to take a look back and see when's the last time they were.
Uh-huh.
And it's, you know, again, it's something that supports veterans and the wounded veterans, getting them back into the society.
So are you familiar with this program?
I am familiar because it was from AMVETS. I was talking about it in VFW. The chapter here, the Marisha Hannison chapter, and I've seen some of the things they've done, and they are just outstanding people.
And so, when the writer and photographer were there doing the photo shoot, they were able to go with them, and they were pretty excited because they got to do clay shooting with them, and they loved it. And neither one of them had ever shot a gun before, so they had a lot of
scary.
but they said it was just pretty amazing. It was, and they both loved doing the story. So.
That's off topic, but it reminds me when you say they've never shot a gun before. We had in my previous previous life before Enjoy, we had the pleasure of working all of us together for a company that was global, and we had some guests come over from Australia, and they're not allowed to have guns in Australia or privately owned, so one of the big things they wanted to do as entertainment was to be taken to Nyshot, the indoor shooting range, and so I took them all there, and a couple of the girls from Australia, you know, we got them set up to shoot, and they fired their first round, and they got so excited that they jumped up and down, and they immediately turned around for your approval. But as they're doing this, they're just wielding these loaded guns in every direction inside
the shooting ring.
Yeah, everybody's screaming.
Everybody's groveling at that point on seeing how deep I can get into the concrete.
Yeah, it was so scary. Well, you know, and I just see everybody said they've never had hold a gun before. That's the first thing that comes to my mind right. Is, oh my God.
Well, people, don't turn around.
People kind of sometimes we don't think about the rights we have here. When you go to other countries, you're mm-hmm. right, England and Australia and New Zealand, many other countries, having a weapon, especially a handgun, is verboten there. Yeah. I mean, you can't do it.
I know.
So, okay.
That's so, a big word.
Verboten. Yeah, verboten.
But I like also the way you say W.
VFW. VFW. Right.
So, obviously, one of our areas, too, in the magazine that we talk about is our Get Acquainted section that we started this year. And so feel free to check that out, because this month we are actually giving the 15 minutes with soccer star Megan Rapinoe. And this, you know, we...
What a shout out for her, yeah.
She's been covered quite a bit, but we felt like we needed to do our part, because we do everything just a little bit differently. We were very honored to be able to support her with our Movies in the Park setup. The city had called and asked if we would set that up at the soccer field when she had her big event out there, and so we showed her videos and her at the world, you know, event, and it was a lot of fun. So check that out and read up on her, and maybe you'll find something out about her.
One of the most exciting soccer kicks, in the game of soccer, mm-hmm. when she did a crossing kick. With their left foot mm-hmm. all the way across the field, and was headed in.
Yep. Ashley should see that. Our little granddaughter is, she is, how old? 9, and she's soccer crazed.
Really?
She is. Yep. They are amazed. So this is really a period of time. I bet you she started. Because I remember her dad was interviewed, and he said, this is 20-some years mm-hmm. of us really getting behind her. And it really takes a community and a family.
Sure.
Do we have a call?
Out in Palo Cedro.
Right.
You know, and it's funny, too, is she's a twin.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
I wonder what if her twin... Her
she
twin
played
soccer
but I don't...
Too.
But, yeah, I don't know that she continued.
And college soccer, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we've got to take a quick break here. We've got people on the line, and as soon as we do this, we'll come right back to them. This is Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
It's back, and this year we're shaking things up at the Shop Hop. Saturday, November 12th from 9 to 6, gather the girls up and come experience a day of fun, shopping, and glamour. Enter a drawing for a chance to win a 32-inch LCD TV or gift certificates to all 9 stores. There's a party at every store with savings up to 75% off. Buy one, get one, plus holiday gifts for that special someone in your life. Ladies, let's support local businesses and have fun while shop hopping together. We hope to see you at Antique Cottage and Garden, Classic Trends, Fabrics, etc. Also, Prestige Home and Gifts, That Kitchen Place, Solia's, Sugar Plum Cottage, Sweet Spot, and Wild Time Gifts and Garden. Shop Hop offers something for everyone with savings so big and activities at every store. Find us on the web at shophopreading.com for a list of stores, new sponsors, map, activities, and savings. Shop style, shop savings, shop local at this year's Shop Hop.
Hi, this is Colonel Pete speaking on behalf of the Shasta Country Military Officers Association. MOA is the nation's largest association of military officers, dedicated to a strong national defense and to protecting the benefits of those who have served. Join us for lunch at our monthly second Monday meeting at noon at the Country Waffle in Reading. For more information, go to ShastaMOAA.com. Shasta Country MOA, serving those who serve their country.
Hi, I'm Bill from Chameleon Photographics. Let us take your wedding images from ordinary to extraordinary. Since 2001, we at Chameleon Photographics have combined the best of photojournalistic, fashion, illustrative, and traditional styles in our approach to wedding photography. Contact us at 241-4130 or on the web at www.chameleonphotographics.com. We're proud sponsors of the Don Shulman Show.
Chameleon Photographics, endorsed by the Shasta County Wedding Professional Association.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abbott, 8:45 in the morning, November the 7th. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming and chatting live on KCNR1460.com. Our guest, Enjoy Magazine, and James Masada and Rhonda Baugh. And we've been talking about everything. From dog beds to
little birdies,
little pie birdies,
and shooting guns,
and shooting guns, and
as Lana, one of our store employees, it would be a pie bird.
Pie bird.
Lana's one of our new sales.
Oh, really, yeah. Judy Maxwell? Have you ever heard her talk? You know, she melts butter with that. She's so
Drawl,
charming.
Y'all.
All right, so now we're going to talk about choo choos.
Well, if you are a train enthusiast and are into model trains, I don't know if anybody has ever been to the train store that's on Railroad Avenue. It's been there for a really long time, but it's recently been taken over by the Reading Central Model Railroad Club. This is a group of people who are enthusiasts, model train enthusiasts, and they meet every month and talk about their trains, and they have a store and they sell just about anything
all
you can
supplies,
think of. Think of for your model
train. Who hasn't loved? I mean, that's one of those dream things when you see on movies or you know those people where you go to their basement and the whole entire thing is like a miniature world that's been created, and they're so beautiful. And they have the trains running everywhere, and they're smoking, and
now they even have more. If they're more
advanced,
it's just amazing. They make noises like real trains, and it's amazing.
You have
what
like
they can
a
do.
Whole basement. You'd never know it until you go down, and then they've got like a whole town,
the
countryside. Yes. They have little cows. They have little
mountain passes.
They have little cars that you can load. You know, that little trucks come up.
And it's another one of those tradition things. Something that you start with your child, and hopefully it grows, and it's something that you can do together. And I know Curtis Davis, who's a president of the club. We've known him for a long time, and I remember when he got his train set out when his son was probably about 5 or 6. Got his train set out, and it was something for them to do together and go get parts. And now he's really into it, and his son is into it. And
it's like building cars.
Uh-huh.
Back in the 40s or 30s or 40s, a Lionel train set.
Lionel.
And so there was a place in Sacramento that used to be a train store that people came from all over to trade and to buy. And there's like you said, there's like in Las Vegas conventions, the train part, the train, you know, where they trade.
Right.
But what's fascinating about it is I don't really have you met anybody who actually has the train set village? I know this guy that you're interviewing.
Probably
besides,
Curtis, yeah.
Have you, Carl?
Well, when I was, I think we still have those little, you know, 36 millimeter, or, you know, when you're a little child.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a child, I had my Lionel train set out. And it would go in a circle.
Around the
that
tree.
That was it.
Around the Christmas tree.
Around
yeah.
the Christmas tree, and yeah. that was it. And who knows what's happened to it since then. But I had friends that had these little HO models mm-hmm. and all, and then they've got different ones. So I don't know anybody right now, but I heard somebody's name of that said they had a huge train set mm-hmm. that they when they retired, they just almost built another room to their house so they could do it.
Right, right.
And we used to grow up, too. My parents bought a very large scale train. So mine wasn't the smaller ones. It was actually,
wow.
You know, they were good size, and it was a German train set that went. We set it up every year to go around our living room around the Christmas tree.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
It's in storage somewhere.
Oh, wonderful.
But we should probably take it out. But
the train store has been there on Railroad Avenue for a long time, and I remember going there probably 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
The train store on Railroad Avenue.
Yeah. That's fabulous. Well, let's go to the phones. We have a caller on the line with a question for our guest. Paul, you're live on KCNR.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Carl, Linda, and your guest. Boy, you guys sound pretty chippy. Yeah, it must be the weather.
Yes.
And coffee.
It's Monday. We made it through.
Yeah. So your guest mentioned the fact that they do not have guns in Australia. It would be interesting to know what the crime rate is in Australia compared to U.S. I'll take your response off the air.
Okay. Well, you know, this really... Well, thanks, Paul. But you know what? From what I understand, is when they did away with the weapons, that the crime rate did go up. And I can't give you specifics. I know that in England, the crime rate has really risen, especially when they were having the riots that were destroying stores and people's livelihood, and there wasn't enough police, and you know, people were having to get together their own groups. But I don't have the statistics right here in front of me, but I'm sure that if somebody goes to the the NRA, they'll be glad to tell you, but you might be interested to see if it did rise or did it fall. Anyway.
Well, thank you very much.
But thanks. And
well, we're talking to enjoy. I mean, of
open
course,
line.
People can call in and ask anything they.
Yes.
You know, and that's a good
well,
thing
no,
because
it's open line.
Media and what you guys are doing conjures up.
Yeah, absolutely.
A conversation. And
that's
we're
why
gonna,
we like a live show.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about life cycle. What
mm-hmm.
is that?
That's a good one.
We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Craftsmanship, quality, and guarantee shouldn't be words gone by the wayside with all the foreign junk invading us daily. These words are held true to heart by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster, the only windshield repair company that performs to professional industry standards. From small rock stars to long cracks up to 2 feet or more, Crackmaster can save your windshield, preventing costly and dangerous replacements. The essence of craftsmanship, quality no one can equal, and a guarantee no one dares to offer. Crackmaster, the smart choice. 241-8373.
Doctor, can you help me? I have the Sunday blahs.
Oh, yes, I can. You know, and it's quite simple to solve. It's the Don Shulman Show with his co-host, Judy Maxwell, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on 1460 a.m.
Do you really think it'll work?
Oh, yes. It has worked for thousands of others with the same problem you had.
I can't wait. Oh, thank you. Let me give you a big smoot.
Oh, my. The Don Shulman Show, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. The home of Free Fire Media.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
The perfect setting. The perfect day. The day you've dreamed of your whole life. It's your wedding day. Start with the perfect setting and let JBL Ranch make your perfect day complete at their new wedding and event destination in Cottonwood. Nestled among towering oak trees and green pastures sits JBL Ranch. JBL Ranch has a beautiful private venue and a beautiful setting for your special day. Be it your dream wedding, a family reunion, or corporate event. Large rolling lawns and a patio area for dining and dancing, all surrounded by mountain views, make it a picturesque venue for your celebration. JBL Ranch is just a short drive from I-5 off Bowen Road in Cottonwood. JBL Ranch has a private entrance for your event guests and plenty of parking. JBL will also help you find wedding coordinators, caterers, photographers, and more. Contact JBL Ranch and come tour the new event destination in Cottonwood. Call 347-3195. That's 347-3195. Or go online to thejblranch.com. Look for the JBL Ranch booth at upcoming wedding shows.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back.
No, I won't back down.
I was saying, is there something going on with my ears?
Yeah, oh, yes, yeah,
James
singing.
Masada. Okay. Carl and DeBot, 8:53 in the morning. Our guest from Enjoy Magazine, James Masada and Ron DeBaugh, and we were talking about different things that we hear about during the breaks and stuff. What's next?
I've always wanted to be a singer, so you know what?
Well, you know what? Here's the best thing is I get to sing along. I get to sing along with some of the songs, but not very much. Yeah. And I'll sing like maybe a verse at the very most, because at that point the chat room lights up.
Please stop.
That's usually what they say. Sometimes not as nice. So what's our next subject we're talking about?
This is a great story.
So trains. We left the trains. So if you have some young children and you want to create a wonderful bonding opportunity between your sons or daughters, you know, take a look at that. That's a great option. So,
and, of course, we're talking about everything that's going on in the November issue. I'm sure, I mean, we're just kind of skimming through because there's so many wonderful articles. But the next one that we'd love to hear about is the life cycle. There's a guy on a bicycle with a pump. What's that?
Well, were we going to tag team this one? I just picked it up to look. I actually know this gentleman, Andy Pierce, and he and his family have children that go to Reading Christian School, where my sons go. And the Reading Christian soccer team was champions this year, and his son and my son are on the same team, and they're a wonderful, wonderful family. I did not know this about him, so this is a wonderful thing that I get to talk to him about the next time I see him at another sporting event. So I was excited to see how clever it is. But, yeah, the article is called Life Cycle, and basically, they do mission work, and in a nutshell, he goes to, you know, the article talks about how here in the United States we're so just used to just turning on our faucet and there's always water, and in most of the world that's not an option.
People don't realize that how big that is for here. You can go to anywhere in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't been to a spot you haven't been that you can't turn on the faucet and drink the water.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, this said most country they don't have a faucet at all, much less water that's drinkable, but. Anyway, so he was on a mission with his to Haiti, I think, and they were
Uganda.
There's a part in there talks about. This is was specifically for Uganda, and what he's done is he's taken a regular pool pump and married it to a bicycle that's stationary, and you use pedal power, and it pumps incredible volumes of water for the amount of energy that you're putting into it as a bicycle. And they talk about how many of these people make less than a dollar a day, and the electricity needed would be about 10 cents. So, you know, if you can imagine, it would be one-tenth of what they basically, of their dollar.
No,
so
10% of what they make that whole day is for water.
Yeah, so that's not possible, and they need it for medical use and stuff. And so it's a really great, clever thing that he's been able to do it either to help pump or actually transport water. You can use it if there's a water source to get it up to a high level or put it in something high so it has gravity, creates pressure, so that they can actually have running water. But a lot of it issue is, you know, getting the water from the ground level up to a higher point. So it can be used for many, many things.
And he collects used pumps, and Guyton's Pool has donated some parts to him. He's a plumber, Andy's a plumber, and he's such a nice guy, and he has done several missions with his wife and his family, maybe just his wife, I'm not sure if his kids have gone, but has done some amazing things
in other countries. And this story is just a really neat story.
It's one of those ones that just make you feel good.
Well, you know, when you're talking about the water, one of our chat rooms says, my wife got sick in Galway, Ireland, just from brushing her teeth with the tap water. And I've been in, like, four-star hotels in Italy that when the water comes out of the faucet for a shower, it doesn't come out. It leaks out on you. And so, I mean, and you know, I don't think people realize that this water, how important what he just did was able to produce that water. Yeah. I've seen it come out of little busted, rusty pipes with that, and you can see where it was coming from, thinking these people can't be drinking this.
Oh, yeah.
And of course they are. Gosh, we got a couple minutes here. Two minutes.
Throw in there real quick, because before we end, we always talk about the store and the feature product this morning. So we have our What's in Store section.
Great.
And this month we are featuring Bianchi Orchards, and they are a family that's just south of Reading before Chico. They have a beautiful orchard, and they do amazing, amazing walnuts and other things. I had the pleasure of going to the 100 harvest. There we go. That was supposed to be at their orchards, but unfortunately had to be moved to Red Bluff because of the weather. And it was a fundraiser to help branding Tehama County. It was a great event. The Bianchis were there. That's where the event was going to be. But we carry their walnuts. They have honey.
And they're so good.
They have honey glaze, cinnamon glaze, natural. They also are coming out with a walnut butter. That we're going to be carrying, and chocolate-covered walnuts.
Are you saying the walnuts are in the store now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
They're our feature product this month. And they come in all different sizes, the bags.
And again, where is their ranch?
Their ranch is in...
Dairyville.
Yeah, Dairyville.
Dairyville, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're close to the end, you guys. We're breezing through.
It flies by.
Again, it's Enjoy. We're with Enjoy. Check the store out. You can get a
check
copy.
Check the magazine out if you can find one now.
Yep. You still carry them in the store, so you can come on in. And
That's your last hope if you can't find it anymore.
Well, ours disappeared right away.
The keywords are pie bird,
dog bed,
and walnuts.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tomorrow we're going to have Gregory Cheadle on, who's running for Congress against Congressman Herger, against Wally Herger. Also, the cast Manny's going to be on. So from, I believe it's UPrep. So join us tomorrow. We've got a big week this week with Peter Hansen and his replacement. Wally Herger's going to be on Friday. Join us then. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Gonna stand my-